Good morning. We're continuing Mechayodim, Klal Mem Ches. We're learning Simon Tes. Shlosha Sha'ochlu Ke'echod, Ushnaim Mehem Ritzim Lavorech Birchaz Amazon. So you have three people which ate together. And since three people ate together, there's a Chiyab Zimun. And two of them would like to bench. But they're only allowed to bench with a Zimun. The third person is not ready to bench yet. He doesn't want to join them for benching. Avo Pi Shashlishi Inner Ritzim. So what we're saying over here is even though the halacha is, even though the third person does not wish to interrupt his meal to answer the zimun, the other two are allowed to do a zimun based on the third person, whether he likes it or not. Not only that, bein ona, bein ein ona. Even if the third person does not answer, they are yotzei to their zimun. They are mezamen on him, and he chose not to answer. That's his choice. It's a valid choice. In the sense, we can't force him to do it. But they are yotzei to zimun, and he's not yotzei to zimun. Now, the halacha is, he is not yotzei to zimun, because he didn't answer. So he's lost his mitzvah of zimun. So when I say it's a valid choice, I don't mean it's a real halachic option. I'm just saying that we can't physically force him to do it. But he is over the iser of being mevatel his chiyuv zimun. So what he could do, he doesn't have to bench right now, is he could respond and interrupt his meal to listen while they are benching, and then go back to his meal. Now, then that halacha where he interrupts, to what point does he have to interrupt in order to be able to say he did fulfill his din of zimun? So the halacha is that he responds. The leader says, Nevorech. So Rav Samuel ben Benchin is not part of the Zimun. It's like a hazmona to the Zimun. And the Iker Zimun is Rishus. We say, Nevorech, Shachal Mishalei. So one says to the other two, let us give a bracha to the one that we ate from. That's the Zimun. The response is Baruch Shachal Mishalev Tavachayinu. We say he is Baruch. So that's would theoretically be they've answered to the Zimun, but that's not enough, Mr. Baruch Paskins, that we need to say the first bracha out loud. So you get to Zimun, you need to say the first bracha out loud. So in this situation, the person would interrupt his meal, he would answer Baruch, he would listen until they finished the first bracha, he would answer Amen. And then he'd go back to his meal. Now, when he said the first bracha, it means that he has to hear the first bracha from the mezamein. The Shulchan Aruch says in a case where it's a 10 people, it's a minyan, since there's a Shem Hashem involved, so he said, bracha lukeinu shochal nimishlav tuchinu, then he's Yotzei Zimun just was answering at that point. Mr. Bura, there's a steer, Mr. Bura. One place he says that's correct. In a different place he says even in that situation you should interrupt to the first bracha. But the assumption in halacha is, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that in that situation, just interrupting for the phrase of Baruch Elokeinu Shulchan Mishloi Tuachayinu was sufficient. But in case of a zimun of three, that's not sufficient. Now this would also mean that in a case where people are answering, they should be hearing the mezamein. And even though nowadays our minhag is to bench along with the mezamein, but what they should do is they should bench quietly, and the one who's leading the zimun should bench out loud, at least through the end of the first bracha. The Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos deals with the question that nowadays many people do not do that. Many Gedolei HaTzadikim do not do that. And he brings some opinions that hold that is not necessary, but again, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person should really be interrupting the meal and listening till Hazonas HaKol. And when people are mezamen together, the responders should be saying the first bracha quietly, the leader should be saying it out loud, and they should listen till the end of that bracha. Now, Avol Echad Eino Yochel Lochav L'Shtayim She'Yifzeku Lo'i. This halacha is that two can force the one to answer, but the one cannot force the two to answer. Um, that if they don't want to answer, he can't force them, and he has to wait because he has a key of Zimun. He's not allowed to leave without Zimun, so he has to wait till they're ready. Now, of course, it would be appropriate for them to do a chesed and interrupt their meal and respond to him, but he can't force them to do that. So the person interrupts his meal, listens till Hazana Sakol, like we said, and then he goes back to his food. Now he's sort of benched. He said he sort of like said the bracha achrona. He started benching. He said Baruch Shachal Mishol Tochinu. He's saying thank you Hashem for the food, which is what we say at the end. And he listened through Hazana Sakol. He says, no, but that's not that is, since he was planning to continue to eat, that's not considered an interruption for his meal. But the Chayyim does say, if he really decided to bench, to stop now, and he answered, when he changed his mind, so that would be the lachos of Hesach Adas, which we need to discuss more at length, but he would require a new bracha rishon in that situation. Okay, we'll talk about that more with Hashem later on. And meanwhile, have a good day.